Blog Talk Radio.
Praise, and we give you honor, and we give you thanksgiving for your word.
your word is already anointed. And Father, I thank you for your anointing resting upon me, to your anointing speaking through me. Father, that we have need of hearing. We welcome the presence of the Holy Spirit of God to help us today, that we will speak forth your word, and that your word will go deep within our hearts and will bring forth fruit to your honor and to your glory. Again, welcome this morning as we continue this series called Arise to This New Life in Christ Jesus. There is power in the name, power in this new life, and it is a supernatural power. We want to begin reading in Romans 8, because this is where our foundational scripture for this lesson comes from. Beginning with verse 2, Romans chapter 8, verse 2, and I'm going to be reading the Amplified Bible. It says, "For the law of the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus," the supernatural power is as a result of the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus. Let's read on. "The law of our new being has freed me from the law of sin and death." Thank you, Jesus. God has done what the law could not do. Its power, being weakened by the flesh, the entire nature of man without the Holy Spirit, God sending his own Son in the guise of sinful flesh and as an offering for sin, God has condemned sin in the flesh. God has subdued. He has overcome. He has deprived it of its power, all who accept the sacrifice, so that the righteousness and just requirement of the law might be fully met in us who live and move not in the way of the flesh, but in the way of the Spirit. Our lives governed not by the standards and according to the dictates of the flesh, but controlled by the Holy Spirit. See, this new life that we're talking about is a life that is controlled by the Holy Spirit. It is not a life controlled by the flesh, but a life controlled by the Holy Spirit. Operating, when you are operating in a life that's controlled by the Holy Spirit, you are operating in what we call a supernatural lifestyle. And so this is where we want to be, because when you operate in the natural, the world's way, ruled by the flesh, the Bible says that's death. But to operate in this new life that Christ has given us, this is life and it is peace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We give God praise and glory for his word. So now, how do we move from operating in the flesh to operating in the Spirit? And let me just back up just a moment and kind of do a brief review. Jesus was that perfect sacrifice because he was born of a Virgin Mary. He had no sin nature in him, as we do before we receive Christ Jesus. And when Jesus walked upon the earth, he demonstrated the heart of the Father, drawing people to Jesus, healing the people, healing them, feeding them, protecting them. Jesus went about teaching and preaching the gospel and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Jesus even paid their taxes. Tax season is coming up shortly. And so he demonstrated the Father's will to help the people, the Father's will to care for the people. And so this supernatural life that we are talking about is a life where we allow the Father, by the power of the Holy Spirit, to care for us, to provide for us, to heal us in every area of our lives. Hallelujah. What is this new life in Christ Jesus? This is everlasting. It is everlasting life. It is this new life that was purchased by the shed blood of Jesus through his death, burial, and resurrection. When a person is born again, the old disconnected spirit is buried with Christ by the Holy Spirit of God, and a new spirit connected to God. See, when Adam fell, we taught on this before, he died immediately. Now, he did not die physically immediately, but he died spiritually immediately. He was spiritually severed, disconnected from the power source. Have mercy. And from that point on, every man born into this earth was born with a dead spirit, a spirit that was not connected to God. In other words, this is why we were so ingrained operating in the flesh. But, hallelujah, when you receive Jesus through the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he has placed man, he has provided the way for man to be reconnected to God. Hallelujah. So when we are born again, immediately the Holy Spirit of God comes into us. And a new spirit, a new you, a new being is placed within you. Your physical body is your suit, your earth suit. Just like when people go out into to live in the earth, you have to have a suit on, an earth suit. Our physical bodies are our earth suit. And but when you're born again, your old nature, the old sin nature, is buried with Christ. The Holy Spirit gets rid of the old man, and a new spirit is placed within you. And when you have a new spirit, then you have a new way of operating, a new way of operating according to the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So how do we make this move? Of course, our bodies are the same. Our mind, will, and emotion are the same. The Bible tells us we are to renew our minds day by day. That we find that in Romans. Let's flip over there. Romans 12 and let's just read from Romans 1 down. We're seeing, I beseech you, Romans 12 beginning with verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And to be not, verse 2, conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Now let's look at verse 1 and 2 in the Amplified Bible. It says, I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, and beg of you, in the view of all the mercies of God, to make a decisive dedication of your body, presenting all your members and faculties as a living sacrifice, holy, devoted, consecrated, and well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable, rational, intelligent service and spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world. This is a command. It's not a suggestion. This age, fashion and adapt. To eternal superficial custom. Be transformed, be changed by the entire renewal of your mind. We have to renew our mind every day by its new ideals and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourself what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you and for me. We have to renew our mind. See, the word of God says by Jesus Christ you are healed. You need to get, if you are attacked in your body, you need to get into the word of God and declare what God said about you. You need to read that word day and night. If you are experiencing financial problems, you need to get into the word of God that says God has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. This is a monetary society. And so God has provided for you and for me those monies that are necessary to operate in this life. See, the Bible says we are blessed so that we can be a blessing. And so you need to get into the word of God and see that God has provided. You need to get into the word and see that Jesus became poor so that we might be made rich. You need to get into your word and see. John 10:10 says, these cometh but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we must renew our mind day by day so that we'll know what to say about us. See, if you don't know, the Bible says God has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. But, excuse me, he says that this is through the knowledge. Through the knowledge. Let's just turn over there to Peter. Let's go over to Peter so that we can see this, because he tells us how it comes. I'm going to be reading first the chapter, 2 Peter chapter 1. let's start at verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge. How is it coming? Grace and peace. That word peace means that there's nothing lacking in your life. Means that God has already given you everything that pertains to life and godliness. So that grace and peace be multiplied. Super abundant. That abundant life that Jesus said that he has given us. Okay, so then, verse 3 says, according as his divine power has given unto us all things, all things that pertain unto life and godliness. The knowledge, it comes through the knowledge. That's the reason why you have to renew your mind day by day, so that we can gain the knowledge. You need to get into the word. You need to read the word. You need to meditate the word. You need to declare and confess the word. When you do these three things, The Bible says over in Joshua 1 and 8, then will your day, then will you make yourself prosperous, and you will have good success. Now, we have to choose to do what the word says, because it's telling us right here in Peter that these things come according to, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. That's verse 3. Now, verse 4 says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers. How are you going to be a partaker of all these blessings that God has given to us? It's through the knowledge of these promises. See, God honors his promises. Oh, glory to God. He honors his word. God has said, my word shall not return void, but it shall accomplish that which you please and prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. So your responsibility is speaking the word. Your responsibility is reading the word. Your responsibility is meditating the word. Your responsibility is renewing your mind day by day, day by day, day by day. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Whereby are given unto us, this is verse 4 of 2 Peter chapter 1, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Have mercy. So we see here that God has provided a way. Let's read that in the Amplified Bible, starting at verse 2 of 2 Peter chapter 1. It says, may grace, God's favor, perfect well-being. See, this new life, this supernatural, powerful life of the believer is perfect well-being. Jesus has purchased that for us. Says perfect well-being, all necessary goods, whatever it is that you have need of or want, all spiritual prosperity and freedom from fears and agitation, passion and moral conflict, be multiplied to you in the full, personal, precise, and correct knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Verse 3, for his divine power has bestowed, this power is bestowed upon us, hallelujah, has bestowed upon us to life and godliness, hallelujah, glory to God, through the full personal knowledge of him who called us by and to his own glory and excellent virtue. We have this life in Christ Jesus, this supernatural life, glory to God, in Christ Jesus. Jesus has purchased it for us. It is there for the taking. You have to get into the word. You have to believe the word. You have to declare that this word of God is true and so in your life. And you are to submit to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. He is here to help us. He is here to help us to walk this supernatural life. He is here to help us to demonstrate Satan's defeat in this earth system. Jesus already demonstrated his defeat. We are to walk in it. We are to walk in this blessing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We have been given supernatural life in Christ Jesus. We have to get into the word, renew our mind with the word of God, because it tells us it is through knowledge of him, knowledge of what Jesus has done. If you don't know he has completed the work, if you don't know that you are healed by his stripes, If you don't know that God sent his word and he healed you and delivered you from destruction, lack and poverty is a destruction. Oppression of the devil is a destruction. Jesus has already delivered us from it. And so, therefore, we have to renew our mind to what Jesus has done. We have to renew our mind to the completed work of Jesus. See, he's given us perfect well-being. See, perfect well-being is free of any oppression. This is just a supernatural lifestyle. Free of the oppression of the devil. Free of what the enemy is trying to steal from us. And so I have written down several items that will help us to move from the natural to the supernatural. Number one, you must make a decision that I'm going to leave this place where I am now. I am moving up with Jesus. In fact, the first step is to make Jesus your Lord and Savior if you have not. If you want to make Jesus your Lord and Savior now so that you can move into this new lifestyle, repeat this prayer after me. Dear God, I need a Savior. I need Jesus. Jesus, come into my life. Be Lord and Savior of my life. I turn from my past and I turn to you. Thank you, Father, for saving me. And then the next experience you need is to be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. It's for your asking, and just repeat this after me. Dear God, fill me to overflowing with your mighty Spirit. And I believe that I will speak with tongues as the Spirit of God gives me the utterance. You receive Jesus by faith. You receive the Holy Spirit by faith. Get in your prayer closet and allow the... Now, let's move on. We only have a few minutes here. So your first decision is to make a decision to move into the life of Jesus. You choose life. Deuteronomy 30, 19 and 20 says, choose life so that you and your children and your children's children might live. So you do that. Number four, accept the completed work of Jesus. Jesus has completed the work. He's beat up on Satan and won the victory. You have to accept that. You must understand that you are a speaking spirit just like God. And so you need to speak your freedom. You need to call those things that be not as though they were. Number six, as we come to an end, you have to renew your mind day by day, as we have said, Romans 12 and 2. Number eight, we must develop a demeanor, a mindset, to respond to the life challenges according to the Word of God. Well, we're about at the end. Accept this new life as a believer. Accept that you are living a supernatural life, a supernatural life. That's what God has for you. That's what the Word of God says to you. That's what Jesus purchased for you. Won't you walk in it? Arrive to this new life in Christ Jesus. I say it again. Arrive to this new life in Christ Jesus. Please join us tomorrow as we look at God's will to heal, as we continue the study in the school of ministry, in the school of healing. Have a great day in Christ, walking in this supernatural lifestyle. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word. In Jesus' name, I decree and declare the word will bring forth fruit in your life, in Christ Jesus.